We said we're going to do something to your brain.
Hello and welcome to Dead Air 27. It's a beautiful day for a neighbour. What did he say? It's a beautiful day for a neighbour or a beautiful... Neither makes sense. Beautiful day for a neighbour, beautiful day for a neighbourhood.
Yeah. Beautiful day in my neighbourhood.
Now imagine that coming out of Stalin. It's a beautiful day for a neighbourhood.
Do you guys have that show in England? Mr. Rogers?
Probably not. No, but I'm familiar with it. Familiar with Mr. Rogers.
Sure.
Banging.
Yeah. It was a sweet show.
Who did we have like there in Britain? I don't know, probably Fred on How and How To. It was a show where like they would... Sorry. Welcome. It was a show where they would, for kids, where they would talk about like, this is how static electricity works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Have you ever noticed this? I remember learning about the perpetual motion machine on How To from Gareth. Who, like, tricked us into thinking he'd invented one.
Mm-hmm. Right. Who's Gareth?
Some dude.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Some dude talking about perpetual motion machines.
We're off to a great start.
And he had, his invention was a bicycle wheel with loads of rubber bands pulled really tightly over it under a sun lamp. And it appeared to be moving by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to explain, no, the energy from the lamp...
Mm-hmm.
makes the rubber contract and...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So, hi. Yeah.
Yes, hello. It may get a bit noisy during this one, sorry for that. We woke up to 3 hours of our neighbor chainsawing something, and then idling their car in the driveway for about 2 hours, their truck. So, there's been a lot of noise going on. Apologies to all.
Yeah, what were they chainsawing? I don't even want to know.
I don't care. Yeah.
Just the air.
Yeah. Yesterday they were chainsawing in a rainstorm. I thought that was an especially good idea.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. How, you know, people who like juggle chainsaws, how many times do you have to juggle with them not on before you're confident enough to do that?
Me personally, zero. Wouldn't do it. Yeah.
No, okay, well, I mean, people who do it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll have to find this out.
Because I'd be scared, even if I knew how to juggle chainsaws really well when they're off, I'd be scared that when they're on, the movement...
The motion of it would...
Would change the way it
pirouettes
in the air beautifully before smashing down on my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I too would be concerned about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering.
Yeah. So, anyway, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah,
good. Cool.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much.
Yep.
So what's going on?
Oscars and stuff like that.
Oscars.
I don't know.
Sam Bakeman.
Do people even want me to pretend this is an attempt at a real podcast?
What's a real podcast? I mean...
Oh, we've got subjects and we're all going to talk like this and I have an opinion about everything and...
Just keep talking.
By the way, this is a sponsorship and keep talking.
Yep, keep talking.
I mean, done better than that. Like, I'm not saying it's not without skill.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. I mean, yeah, definitely. It's like similar skill, I guess, to being like a radio person, you know.
Yeah.
You cannot stop talking. Just keep going. You know. Yeah, this definitely takes skill.
My dad and I would spend our Sundays watching QVC.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, same skill, huh?
Yeah.
Just keep talking.
Yeah.
No dead air.
There was a lot of lead in the walls.
That's why you were watching QVC? Angrily watching QVC.
No, it wasn't angry. It was more just, kind of like how we try to observe things like, man, this is baffling. This is fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, God, just got me thinking about that South Park episode now.
Like, if I time-travelled back to, like, Tudor England and people were, like... I was at a dinner party and people were arguing about, the medical definition of gizzard or something. I wouldn't be like, whoa, you got it wrong. I'd want to know what they think.
Sure.
Don't let me intervene. That's what I thought about the Oscars, too, but I guess we'll wait for that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get there.
Ignore me!
Yeah. Well, shall we get right into it?
Yes! What do you mean? We're well into it now and knee-deep.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
We've been on for a while, so I can now say fuck, oh bugger.
Yeah, it's been 30 seconds.
So. It has. Oh yeah, what a 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, sorry we haven't done these quite as regularly the last
couple
weeks or so.
I apologize
to you, I'm telling them. I've just been busy with a couple of kind of bigger bizarre summaries and things going on. And then last week we're told that our landlord is selling the house that we're renting, but doesn't know when, and can't tell us when, but that if we wanted to buy it, we could, but doesn't know how much that will be, and also will be coming in and out to fix all the stuff that's been broken for the year and a half we've been living here, now that she's ready to sell it. The broken toilets and sinks and everything.
The broken toilets.
And some cosmetic changes on the floors. We've got construction supplies stored in our living room.
Only one toilet is broken.
Yeah.
50% of our toilets work.
The one down in there, in the master bedroom, has been broken, like, pretty much, like, since a couple weeks after we moved in.
It got blocked, didn't it?
Yeah, and I was like, what is this? It turns out it was just broken. So her plumber came over and cut the water pipe connecting it so it doesn't run at all now. And also the thing in the back is broken. And also the pipes are messed up underneath.
The system, yeah.
And then this one, attached to the studio, works. That's the one we've been using, which is great. But there's the sink in there only runs cold water. There's no hot water for washing your hands because the hot water at some point has been cut and hooked up to the toilet. So if one of us uses the bathroom, the other one, you don't want to go in straight away unless you want your butt steamed with germs or cleaning material, you know, stuff.
I do want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's call it redneck bidet. Stuff like that. None of the sinks work properly.
Gooch
all kinds
sauna.
Of stuff. That's
because it's really hot as well when you flush.
It's hot water.
It's really hot. Yes. It's like boiling hot. I mean, is it unhygienic?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you've used it, and then I'll go use the bathroom and be like, oh god, I gotta wait a minute, because there's like dirty steam water on my butt, which
is
I'm not
is it
cool
dirty?
With.
I mean, it's new water.
It's a toilet. It's dirty. Go stick your face in it. It's not dirty. It's new water. So anyway, now interested in fixing all that stuff. And luckily we were ill Wednesday when she was planning to have a plumber come over at like 11:30, and then she was going to come at 4 o'clock after that with an Amish dude she knows to start replacing some of the floors. And we were sick, so luckily we did not lose the entire workday again over some shit around here.
Yeah, not sick enough to not work.
We did like 2 hours of work, but otherwise not great. So anyway, very obnoxious. Even if I knew what price, you know, was going to be asked at some point, there's just too many problems for me to consider buying this place.
Yeah.
I mean...
What, the snake house? You want to buy the snake house?
The snake house. It's not even that. Like, there's like 4 electrical outlets that don't work, judging by the hundreds of mouse droppings that were probably thousands actually all over and holes in all the walls. I figure that they've probably been chewed up and probably need to be replaced entirely. And... Yeah, you may as well build your own house. You're going to take all the walls out and put in new wiring.
Yeah, as we've mentioned, the people who rented before, who were here for like 8 years or something,
yeah,
they were stealing satellite.
That's what we think was happening, because they cut holes like this big in the walls and ran like old coax cables through them.
Yeah.
And there was just like...
To every room.
Insulation foam just like everywhere in the house.
Yeah, they did that and then
dragging
even,
around.
Like,
there were some places where there were holes in the floor and like rodents had made little nests. I'm pretty sure a squirrel was living next to the water heater.
Yeah, the area where the water heater was when we moved in, it was full of nuts. Like there was a pile.
Yeah, it was a pile of like
acorns.
Empty nuts. So we took it because like we were looking to move kind of quick and we could, if we, you know, made it livable ourselves and cleaned it ourselves, then we wouldn't have to put a deposit down. So we did that, and yeah, just the actual problems turned out to be way more significant than the immediately obvious stuff, like the black shit all over the walls everywhere.
By black shit, you mean chew.
I think it was tobacco chew. I don't know why somebody would do this, but was walking around, like, all over, every room in the house had, like, spits across them. You thought it was somebody standing with their butt spread shitting on the walls all over the house.
Like in bed grandpa.
But it was like, thick and viscous black stuff, so that's what made me think it was chew.
I mean, look, I got close enough to it when I was, like, scraping it off the walls.
And bleaching.
All the times that it wasn't shit.
Yeah.
It makes so much more sense now that with the theory of maybe not at the beginning, but definitely by the time they left, they didn't live here. They were using this place to grow weed.
There's indications that make me wonder if that's the case too. But there was so much, but they were still moving stuff the day that we came in to move in.
Yeah, but no, they had loads of stuff. They had loads of stuff here. Yeah. And they had loads of weed stuff here, but they didn't live here. That's why they didn't care about, like...
Yeah, I
wonder. That's why it was like that.
Yeah, well, and the PVC pipes with holes cut into them about once every foot that was sitting out in the yard was a pretty good sign.
Yeah, I mean...
Some weird shit was going on here.
It's not really up for debate whether they were doing it. I'm talking about, like, now I think that that's all they were doing.
Right. It could be, could be. Maybe that's what's up with the outlets. If this place was like full of growing supplies and they just blew them. I have no idea, but anywho. And then what else? Yeah. So landlord also said that couldn't tell us what she'd be asking for.
5 minutes later.
Because she would need somebody to come over first to take pictures of everything for, I guess, the advertisement. Maybe I just misinterpreted this, but was planning to come in and take pictures inside of all of our stuff and our expensive recording equipment.
With, like, me in a couple of shots as well, like, with a bottle of Jack Daniels going,
yeah, right, and
this
put
could
it
be you.
On the internet with our exact address. Like, that's gonna be a no from me, dog. So, rather than trying to wait until, getting any kind of, like, okay, now you've got 30 days to move, we just started looking straight away. So our plan is to figure out where to go and what to do.
Well, I just wanted to say that a real podcast would have guised that moan as, like, we're going to talk about housing for a bit. Mm-hmm. You heard this about housing? This is a new stat about housing. By the way, here's what I really want to talk about, this moan.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
But,
nah.
Well, we know where we're going.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we've...
Well, we do.
I planned, yeah.
Where are we going?
Well, probably, I think we're going to end up going back to stay with my grandma, whose husband passed away, about a year and a half ago, there herself. So maybe we can help out with some stuff and,
October or something.
You know, deal with all the... Anyhow, moving stuff. When we moved into this place, it took 3 weeks to get our internet hooked up, so we couldn't work for 3 weeks. That was... a nightmare.
It wasn't just, as always, it wasn't just 3 weeks either. It was like, it'll be next week. We missed you today.
No, it was, we don't know when, sometime. It's like the South Park joke. I think we just watched the one yesterday where they go to the cable company and they're like, yeah, we can change your service over. It's just going to be, you're going to have to be home, let's say, between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for all of November. It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see. So, anywho, been a little bit busy and all that. Anything else to say about that?
Well, if we do go back, I can go back to filming in the barn.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool location, yeah. So, that would be fun.
If.
Yeah.
If.
So.
We'd still be there.
Moving on. Would you like to talk a little bit about, I started playing Stardew Valley again, because it's, like, super chill, and George had this idea for Poverty Valley, so if anybody knows Concerned Ape, get them on this, this is genius.
Yeah.
So, tell me about Poverty Valley.
I guess it's probably really a mod for Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
A take on Stardew Valley, a mod or whatever, a version, where It's like real economy, so that you're constantly having to pay bills and stuff like that, and you've inherited a property with a lot of debt on it. And
see, my thought was rent. Like, you move in here because it's the only place you can afford, this is your rent. But, go on. I mean, that could work too. Like, you can inherit this property, but
I don't think it should be.
It's got a lien on it.
Yeah. It's got a lien on it, or like, your grandpa took out 3 mortgages and no one's worked it for like 3 years.
Lost all his money gambling or something, maybe.
Hookers.
Sure, whatever.
And yeah, just at Stardew Valley, but it's like, it's brutal in that you're constantly like just barely making it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all these potential ways out that actually turn out to like just fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could maybe sell it to Jojo Mart, but then that's it.
Mm-hmm. Jojo Mart, yeah.
Yeah, you're unemployable now because you've got a big gap in your resume.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
See, I was going to say Jojo Mart is the only employer in town, because that seems to be the case.
So you end up working
so
there.
So you have to work there. Yeah.
Or just dig into your savings. But I was also thinking there could be, like, you do a deal with Jojo Mart where they give you a lump sum so you can start paying off your mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out, like, part of this deal is you have to sell them, like, X amount of one product at a certain price.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just end up, like, instead of making anything profitable, just making all this stuff for them and losing money. And
what about, Jojo Mart is the only employer in town, so you have to work there, and it'll be like with nursing, the big trend in nursing now, where it's like, in order for you to get hired by us, you have to take our training, which we will give to you for free. It's worth $20,000 for like an 8-day training session, and if you quit in the next 5 years, then you owe us all that money plus interest.
You have to buy a job.
Yeah, we're not buying jobs. Yeah, we're going into debt for jobs. Yeah, so that could be fun.
I think, you know, yeah, like, what else could you do? You could face the prospect of having to sell bits of your property, to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, because I suppose the more you have, the more town tax you'll have to pay.
Yeah, like property tax.
Property tax, as well as your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of spending loads of time setting up the community center, and one of the first things they do is decide that they want to encourage young small plot farmers, so they're going to subsidize them, and you're not there. You're the biggest farm in town.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone else can start.
You're the only farm in town, from what I can tell.
Yeah, and they don't like that. They think it's a monopoly, so they decide to set up other farms, and you end up crushing yourself, you know, all the way down to the bottom. Yeah.
I mean, one thought I had.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
No fishing.
You have to get a fishing license, and you're limited to
two fish a day.
Yes. Yeah. And then how about, you can't farm anything on your farm until you've completely cleaned up the soil. And I was also thinking, like, because it's not just that you're, in my head, that your farm is in poverty, it's the whole town, right?
Okay.
So wherever you go, say, let's say when you move in, your only shoes you have are, like, sandals. You're poor, yeah. And everywhere you go, there's glass, broken glass everywhere. And you have to be on the constant lookout for stepping on glass. And then if you step on it, you can't afford to go to the doctor. Or I don't know, what can you do with the doctor guy? So you show up to the doctor with your broken up feet. And he's like, okay. And you're like, well, how much does this cost? And he says, well, I don't know yet, because I don't know what billing code it'll be until after you've done the visit. So you have to go in, and he's like, okay, let me give you, like, you know, some antibiotics for your feet. Okay, now that'll be $200 or whatever. And then you get a bill 2 months later for, like, $3,000.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
I like that, yeah. And, you know, all these, like, physical injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could do, like, a deal with someone to just, like, bury some benign waste.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out, like, all your crops start dying.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What other greedy, corrupt things could be going on in town.
Linus. Mm-hmm. The only way he survives is by giving, like, an amazing amount of the men, like, 2/3 of them run on it, blowjobs.
Okay.
It's horrible. It's an open secret. It's disgusting.
I thought you were going to say he has to keep giving blood.
Blood jobs.
Which takes, like, takes like 4 hours each time he does it to donate blood, and they pay him, like, $10. So you're constantly seeing him, like, passed out where he doesn't have enough blood. Just all over town. He seems like one of the happiest characters.
Yeah, no, in this version he makes very clear, like, I did not choose this.
Yes. Right,
this is a nightmare.
Yeah. I lost my job 10 years ago and it's never come back.
Yeah, I lost my little toe last winter because I couldn't get cold. Yeah. I couldn't get warm.
How's he living in that tent up in the mountains when in the winter?
He's built like a brick shit house.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Okay. What else could you do? Also, here's a thought. Instead of Poverty Valley, Starpoo Valley.
Starpoo Valley.
Yeah. Or you got any good ones? A good name for it.
So, like, what? Like, everything is shit. Like, every...
Just poo as in it sucks.
You know? Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Well. Hmm.
You do better. What's a good name?
I don't know. Shit-Doo Valley.
Shit-Doo Valley. Don't do Valley.
Yeah, and then, like, even if you want to get out, you can't even get to the quit screen without saving enough money for a bus ticket.
Yeah, we're talking about what to do with that bus. Like, there could be almost an end game of, like, now that you're, you know, you've taken on this extraordinary debt and everything, your actual, your goal becomes to leave town, to pay off the debt and, you know, sell the property, possibly at a loss, because it's not worth anything, and just try to go somewhere else. But, I don't know, how could you make that more fun?
You get to go to a really... So if you want a, like, actual job where you can live in this town, because I'm not convinced it's all poor... You can get your job back in the city, but then if you move back to the city, that's quitting the game. But you can do that and make good money, but then every time you have to go, the game opens up Desert Bus.
Desert Bus.
Yeah, okay. And you have to drive for like 8 hours. Do you remember that?
I do, yes. It's just on a road with just billboards and
the Penn and Teller game Desert Bus.
Yeah. Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. If you've never heard of it, it's like it's a pretty... it's simple, but it's like pretty well done game where you're a bus driver in like Nevada, I think, driving in the desert, and it's just a straight road. Mm-hmm. And it takes 8 hours to get 1 point. Mm-hmm. And they even put drift... on the bus, so over time it goes slightly to the right.
Yes.
So you can't just like...
Yeah, you have to be constantly... Yes, that was funny.
it opens up that. I don't know.
Okay, here's another thought, but it's relevant to the next video. I don't know if you're wanting to keep that a secret or anything. What if, you know how if it, you accidentally, like, you lose track of time in Stardew Valley, and, like, it's 1 a.m., you pass out, and then you end up at the doctor's office...
You get addicted to oxycodone.
No. I was going to say, you pass out, you know, but there's like a 1 in 10 chance that when you pass out, you'll wake up 3 states over in a sober living home, locked in a room while somebody cashes your Medicaid benefits.
And now it's an escape from the
room. And now it's an escape from the room game, to get back to your farm that you can't afford, and when you get there, oh man, the whole place has been looted.
Yeah, and the only way you can escape from the room is, like, you find a pen, okay, like, spend all this time, like, trying to jam your way out of the window with a pen, and then, like, you've eventually got to realize, like, the only way to get out is to fill in this form.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Yeah, it could be a lot of form filling.
Yeah, let's make this as tedious as possible.
Yeah. You could even make it where, like, you could sign up for, like, food benefits or, like, cash benefits, like, from the town. But somebody will come over every 2 days to rifle through your underwear drawer and things like that and, like, dig around to make sure there's nobody else living there.
Yeah.
That you don't have a secret boyfriend
Yeah.
who's actually paying the bills, you know. and you can't do your farm work because you have to...
You have to follow them around to make sure they're not stealing stuff from your house.
Yeah, and you could wake up any morning and find a letter in your mailbox that says, you must come to the Stardew Valley Office of Welfare today for a mandatory 4-hour meeting, and if you don't show up, you lose your benefits. But then I can't work today. I gotta make money. Jojamart won't give me the day off. I have to ask 2 weeks in advance, and it could be denied. And Jojamart will just call you randomly on your days off and be like, you have to come in now.
And then when you go to Jojamart, the Papers, Please minigame starts.
Yeah.
But there's no gameplay at all. It's just beep, beep, beep. Like, you can't get it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it goes on for hours.
What a great game that was, too.
Yeah, and then occasionally maybe you could also have jury duty, where it's the same thing. Are you going to have 2 weeks off?
Mm-hmm. You can't work for 2 weeks.
Or are you
going
to be in contempt of court?
Yes, and we'll pay you $11 for a 10-hour day.
And you have to get your own lunch.
Yeah. Or you can just go to jail.
Gunter's like, $800, please.
Yeah. Gunter. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other ideas about Poverty Valley?
Every interaction you have, everyone has, like, wild and really, like, xenophobic conspiratorial ideas about, like, the government, and there's this constant, like, underlying suggestion that, like, shit's going down in the cities,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is, like, 1938 for the Stardew Nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like, that's all anybody talks about is, like, fear of the city, perhaps, and how dangerous they are. And they're telling you that while, like, walking over a dead body, you know.
And the border.
And nobody, everybody's unemployed, and they're always talking about the people, all those unemployed welfare people in the city, but everybody in town is collecting welfare.
Yeah.
Nice and realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would play that. It would be depressing, kind of, but it would also be amusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, God, what? I don't even know if I should bring it up, but... Reminds me of, I think I've told you about it before, Black Monopoly. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, why shouldn't you bring that up? That's fascinating.
Well, it is fascinating to me. I'll probably butcher it, but you should look it up. It was like a board game spoofing Monopoly, I want to say made by like Stanford students in the 60s, where it's all from the perspective of like in the 60s, like, you know, like Monopoly, but it's like,
you're a poor, you know, black man.
Yeah, and it'll be like, you know, you can't buy the house on these properties because no blacks allowed.
So they're just rentals.
Yeah, it's just like a losing game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all rentals and shit like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at any of that in forever, but it's a collector's item now. Very difficult to find.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's meant as, from what I recall, don't quote me on this, I think it was meant as like a learning tool, do you know what I mean?
So was Monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But it's also highly offensive, I suppose, so.
Yeah, and Black Monopoly, too. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
What novelty Monopoly set would you like to see?
None.
None?
You tell me. I know you have something in mind.
No, I don't. I just wondered. It's just, that's how they seem to sell it now. It's just Star Wars Monopoly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry. God, Jesus Christ. Serial killer Monopoly. Oh, I mean, no, you've landed on Dharma.
How would that work?
What?
Like, I mean, I don't know. What do you mean serial killer Monopoly? Like, instead of...
It's just Monopoly, but it's a reskin with serial killer shit.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it makes any sense or not.
Yeah, right.
Instead of community challenge, it's like, oh, you've got the handcuffs.
Right.
Oh, you've got the acid bath.
I see, yeah. Sounds charming. Family yeah. night.
Yeah, family, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Any other thoughts about, you know...
Anything? No, yeah. No.
All right, that's it, folks. See you next week. All right, should we move on?
Yeah.
Sure. Next, so Sam Bankman-Fried is getting sentenced in, I think, about 2 weeks or so. I've been following that a little bit. If you didn't see it, we did a big video about Sam Bankman-Fried, the collapse of FTX. If you don't know anything about it, basically stole $10 billion, you know, like a big fraud thing with crypto. So his sentencing is coming up soon.
The FTX stuff was at the very top of crypto. The adverts with like Tom Brady and
Larry David.
Larry David.
Yep.
That was all FTX.
Yep. Buying
the stadium.
Stadiums. Yeah, $100 million, I think they said, to put their name on a stadium in somewhere.
FTX Stadium.
I think they just put FTX in like the umpire uniforms or something. I can't remember. It's been over a year now, but kind of vaguely keeping track of what's going on with that. He's facing 100 years in prison. And
that's just 100 years.
Well, that's the maximum. He won't get that.
That seems so arbitrary. That seems like a medieval type thing.
And it's like so many years per count.
Yeah, I understand, but
so so with his sentencing coming up, you have your typical all of his friends and family writing letters to the court about what an upstanding guy he is. This dude who stole $10 billion and destroyed people's life savings and stuff. And how he shouldn't go to prison. His mom said that he has signs of autism. He's not been diagnosed with autism. He has indicators of autism that would make it very hard for him to be in prison, and that he's socially awkward and he would not do well in prison, and that he would be in great danger of being in prison, danger of exploitation from other prisoners. He would do badly in prison. His lawyers are asking that he do only 6 years. And as you were saying, like, unlike all those people who flourish in prison, and do really well. Same arguments.
No, I remember when
any of these people,
in sixth grade, year six, my teacher saying, like, you know, I don't think you actually have to worry about George. Parent-teacher meeting. I don't think you actually have to worry about George because I think in prison he'd thrive.
Yeah, right.
He wouldn't do well in prison.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really. What are you saying?
Damn.
And also that they should consider. The court should consider all of his philanthropy that he's done
with
the money that he stole, and how that shows that he's a good person and just made a mistake, and stuff like that, which is fascinating.
When he's gone on record to say that his philanthropy was,
yeah,
from his own point of view, just greasing the wheels.
Yeah, he was speaking to YouTuber Tiffany Fong, spoke to him in Twitter DMs. And he was very open about how the whole philanthropy and effective altruism thing was all bullshit.
I remember that, yeah.
Uh-huh. And that, like, yeah, he stood up for, like, democratic causes, but that he gave money to both sides. He just gave Republicans dark money and hid it because, like, it was ultimately about trying to get, you know, reduce regulations on his company so that they could make even more money. So all bullshit. Like, pretty much, you know, he's a psychopath.
From this
does not give two
document.
Shits about anyone. Yes, yeah, so the prosecutors in the case brought out some, submitted on their end to show why he should be in prison, some Google Docs, a short one-page, not even one-page document that he sent himself in the weeks after FTX collapsed and the company was going into bankruptcy, where he was coming up with things that he could do to try and spin the narrative, more or less. Like, actually uses the words, like, push the narrative of blah, blah, blah. Some of his plans for how to get out of this were come out as now being a Republican, go on Tucker Carlson, blame lawyers.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That was a big one.
Lawyers cartel.
Yeah, the lawyer cartel is at fault.
He said lean in extremely into being pro-freedom and pro-deregulation.
Come out against the woke agenda. You know, all the things that he was fighting for, you know, while he was running the company. Yeah, doesn't give two shits. He also had there was a separate document where he listed out, like, reporters and various people that he thought would be favorable to the narrative that he wanted to push. Like Tucker Carlson there, and there were some other reporters that I'm not really familiar with, as well as Cory Booker. I'm not sure why that would be the case. Congressman from New Jersey. He was the mayor of New Jersey previously. Democrat. I haven't heard anything about him in forever. Maybe that's the case, yeah. And then also he, in that list of, he said subgroups, it was like subgroups that might be favorable. It just said alt-right.
Yeah. I mean, I get, you know, having read it, I don't understand why you'd ever need to send that to yourself or write any of that down. There were no details or anything you would ever need to write down. Like, do you need to write down, like, remember to lie at the shareholders meeting about where the money went? Right.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Remember to tell people this wasn't my fault.
Yeah, it was very weird and, yeah, psychopathic. It also reminded me of L. Ron Hubbard. Obviously wrote many, many books, but he wrote at least one book intended for himself alone, like never intended to be published or seen, which is, it's like a book length, and it's not like that in terms of the way it's like laid out, like he's a robot, but it's mental, like the stuff he's talking about, and it reminded me of that, just a normal person wouldn't need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's, you might as well be like 15 and write like, okay, so this is what my life's going to be. So 18 to 21, I go to college. Mm-hmm. 24 to 30, I get married. Why do you need to write that down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will have a red car. I like red. Remember that I like red. I should get a red car because I like red.
Because you think this is genius, and one day you're gonna sell it as part of your life story. And
Google Doc for sale.
It'll be taught at university. A Golden Girls reference for nobody who knows. That was so funny. Blanche thinks her book is gonna change the world, and it's just like about her banging people and shit.
Yeah, but in fairness to her, she hasn't slept in days at that point.
Yeah, to be fair. Bless her.
About banging people.
Yeah. It'll be taught at university. So funny. Yeah. I mean,
so he's looking at 100 years, but his lawyers are asking for six.
Max sentence for all the charges. They're asking he do 6 to 7 years. The prosecution is recommending 50. Or the, yeah. I think that is what I read.
That'd do it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, my thoughts are someone like this would do this again. You know.
I don't think you should go to prison.
Well, I know what you think.
Carousel.
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 Carousel. Carousel. Yeah. One of us.
I was talking more about Logan's Run.
Oh, okay.
But okay. Google gobble. Yeah, anyway. 50 seems fair.
I mean, $10 billion is a lot of money.
He ruined a lot of lives.
He ruined a lot of lives all over the world.
He didn't kill anyone, but he ruined a lot of people's lives.
Has zero remorse.
Yeah.
And it's not like made a mistake and shit. Like, no, they were spending hundreds of millions of dollars on bullshit. You know, buying his parents a house in the Bahamas and with people's money that they'd invested. You know, buying property all over the place and, you know, like, really trying to influence politics, you know, this dark money, just really from what I could gather, for the sole purpose of trying to create favorable legislation on behalf of crypto. They were ordering in full steak dinners for every single employee of FTX every single day. They, like, bought cars for people to drive around FTX campus on.
And yet they lived in that, buildings. In like one room together.
No, that's just when they started. House. When they, if you recall, when they started FTX, they lived in, like, fucking flop house or whatever, while they were getting started with, like, 15 people in a little room. Now he was living in a massive penthouse, penthouse with other people from FTX.
Well, that's the same thing to me. It doesn't matter how big your house is, you've got other people living there, like...
No, you don't have to tell me. Yeah. So, I sure hope that,
The BO smell, man.
Looks like he smells like pure BO.
I can taste it.
Yeah. What else were they saying? Like, some of his friends and family pointing out that he didn't drive an expensive car. He drove, like, a hybrid or something. Caroline Ellison testified that he did that specifically for the sake of his image. You know, He was really concerned about creating this image of a schlubby looking, you know, like be like Mark Zuckerberg, just wearing like t-shirts and jeans.
You know,
that's what Silicon Valley looks like. You know, that's how you know you're successful, because you don't dress nice, you know, or whatever. Even though Zuckerberg wears like $1,000 t-shirts.
How can you have a $1,000 t-shirt? At that point, just wear a golden suit.
Yeah, I mean, just... Anyway.
Get out of here, McMillions.
Get out of here, McMillions. Hey, Hollywood.
Hey, Hollywood. Yeah, that's it. Get out of here, Hollywood.
God, I hope that FBI agent is living his best life.
Undercover.
Undercover. I'd pop in the doors like, undercover.
What next? Are we done with that?
I got nothing else to say there. I hope that something comes of his parents and their involvement in all this.
And by something, you mean a concrete donkey.
It looks like they were super involved in helping him with all this.
As with Stanford.
Yeah. I mean, God, I remember after...
probably need their license revoked.
After the arrest where...
We'll probably have to take the building apart.
They were saying that people at Stanford were shunning them. Like, really? You didn't say...
Probably have to somehow retroactively delete the word Stanford from both the internet and the human mind. It's gonna take a lot of bullets. Oh, I'm sorry.
Words are like bullets. That's what you mean by that.
And now a midget in a bikini.
Yeah. Okay, next. Do you want to take our little break real quick?
Let's take a little break.
Let's take a little break real quick.
Break, break, break. Break, break, break.
I don't like Scar.
5 minutes later.
And we're back. What is next?
Next, you were telling me about your perfect house.
What?
And when? I thought, this was like 2 days ago. You told me to write it down.
Don't think so. My perfect house?
Your perfect house. Your Jumanji house.
Oh, well, you're talking about interior decorating.
Interior decorating, not really a house, just, yeah. Your interior decorating.
I think
decorating.
That's pretty self-explanatory. I wanted a Jumanji house.
Your Van Pelt house.
Yeah. Yeah. Not so much with the, like, stuffed heads. Mm-hmm. I know that was a big part of his house.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think of when I think of, like, I'm a British safari man.
Well, that's why house. I was trying to say Van Pelt rather than safari, because I don't actually want it to be anything to do with, like, hunting animals. Mm-hmm. More like, I was thinking like a Zulu shield on the wall, and like a pith helmet as well, but also like, why not a German World War One helmet with a spike on it? Stuff like that.
Would you be dressed that way all the time in this house? I'd love to see you in that outfit.
I mean, honestly, there's certain things... I think you have to, like, just wait to be the right age for, and...
What's the right age?
When I'm naturally grey around here,
sure.
Then I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the Colonel, right? The Colonel, you know, Colonel Sanders.
Okay.
Yeah, imagine
the
him...
The Colonel, sure.
Yeah, the Colonel, yeah. With a K. The, imagine him with, like... light grey, like, sugary-coloured hair, like, the type of, like, brown hair that you have, like, before you go white.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't look good. Like a brown, like, a gravy-coloured beard.
Gravy-coloured hair, yeah. Okay, so you gotta have the all-grey.
I think
then
so,
you can
yeah.
pull it off. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what else did you want? Because you had me write stuff down that you don't remember, talking about what kind of portcullis...
Well, hang on. So if we're gonna go for that, I need one of them jackets, like I suppose a safari jacket, canvas, that you wear a belt over.
Mm.
I always love that look.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I buy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a portcullis would be good, but what?
I'm just listening. Yeah, tell me more.
Well, I mean, do you want to know about house design? Because I don't think about that. We're talking about interiors.
I know, that's what you were talking about, yeah. You were going on something about what kind of traps can I legally make in my yard.
No.
Just nonsense.
No. not real traps, though, like, props.
I see, okay.
Like, I wanted, like, a big man-eating, not man-eating, but, like, a big man-sized, like, basket with, a stick and then like a plate with like a Sunday dinner on it.
So, well, if you're going to do that, I think it should be a cardboard box.
But a huge one.
Yeah, like a room-sized cardboard box held up by a stick in the yard.
That's what I'm saying.
With like Pop-Tarts.
I was thinking more like a bamboo thing. Mm-hmm. It should be made of bamboo, like still light enough for someone to just lift up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
throw over themselves.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Yeah. Gaudy as possible.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah. Like in my vision, this is my hacienda down in Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is hot all the time. And even then, there is, like, a full fireplace that is on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a bear rug. It doesn't have to be real.
Mm-hmm. True.
But make it look clearly, obviously not real. Like, all of this should look as tacky as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, I like it.
Like, you shouldn't even, like, spend a second going, is that real ivory? Like, obviously it's not. Jesus Christ. I made in Sweden right there.
How dare you? Yeah. Okay. Cool.
A real elephant gun. Oh, no, it's a piece of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. There's that. I think for me, I've got to go to an extreme because otherwise there'd be nothing. It'd just be like, I'd paint the walls white.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't put up any pictures.
I mean, that's my decorating style.
No, it's not. You've decorated this place.
Well, my mom wanted me to, so.
Well, yeah.
I do like that mirror. And the curtains were a good idea, because it would be way too bright in here without them.
Yeah, curtains aren't decoration. But, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Would we... So what kind of...
Oh, no, this is my thing.
Uh-huh. I know. How would you do the walls? Would it be like... wood paneling interiors and like a faux marble floor, like
it wouldn't be wood paneling interiors, it would be like wood, actual wood.
Mm-hmm.
Like the walls are made of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no like plasterboard or anything, and the floors are made of wood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the roof is made of straw.
Would the fireplace be, like, man-sized? Like a massive fireplace?
And not only would it be man-sized, it would be big enough to get a cauldron in it that is man-sized.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. What would you do with this cauldron?
Put people in it and boil them.
Cool. Okay. Mm.
Yeah. They'd think they'd be down there and they'd think it's not that big a deal because it's only my height. But then they'd realise I've buttered the sides.
This is very, very slippery. Yeah, right. Yeah. I see.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? I'm wearing all my clothes. Like, they'll just boil off you, and I'll just...
Don't worry about it.
I've got a paddle here. I've done this before. Mm-hmm. It's like one of them big spaghetti spoons.
Spaghetti strainers.
Spaghetti strainers. So use that for your clothes. And, like, uh-huh. False teeth or anything. Any prosthetic limbs you might have.
Yeah, every so often coming over to... sprinkle some salt on the person and scoop a spoon in their head. Like, not done yet. You're like, let me out!
And I'm lucky to get them in there because every time I have people over, they're like, these candles stink. And I'm like, yeah. Why have you got like 200 of them? Like, I just don't know what to do with them all.
What's that smell? Incense.
What's that? Flesh is burning. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything
else? Start crowdfunding this. Get George a safari house. And make it like straight safari house though, you know, like we need to bring in a few dump trucks of sand and just dump it in the yard around it, plant some palm trees.
Yeah, because this is still happening in Kentucky.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I don't know. For some reason I think that'd be funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it amused me.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be like here, especially in Kentucky, the decoration is either like your standard sort of, you know, normal colors, normal stuff, or cowboy theme.
Mm.
Like, and it is a theme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you have to go out of your way to do all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just saying, okay.
Fair enough, yeah.
Okay. So I also like the idea of doing my... I'd probably do this if I lived alone. And I had the money and everything, I'd probably like make my entire house look like a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never come out of it. Or pretend like I'm in space.
Why don't we just buy an old submarine and just stick it?
Because the, you go to the submarine scrapyard and be like, oh, I'll have a cheap one.
None of this is feasible. Why not a submarine? Buy the fucking space station and.
Why does it have to be a submarine?
Because it's amusing.
Oh, but if you did do a submarine, then do you know what you should do to make it space station-y? You should have it set on its vertical axis.
Mm-hmm, like it's ready to launch.
Yeah. So, like, if you want to go to the kitchen, it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people like thought living in a lighthouse would be cool. Mm-hmm. Or a windmill or something.
Mm-hmm.
I never looked that cool to me.
Windmill seems like it'd be noisy.
Like a working windmill.
Yeah. I mean, why would you have it otherwise?
Well, yeah. I don't think that many people do live in a working windmill, though, compared to a non-working windmill.
I'm under the impression that every single Dutch person lives in a windmill in a tulip field. Is that not true?
And they wear clogs.
I learn about the world from movies. And they wear clogs. Yeah. And bonnets. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh, you've made me lose track now. I'm thinking of tulip fields. Why could I have one of them?
Sorry.
Well, anyway, well, how would you decorate your house?
Just wouldn't bother.
Your ideal house. Okay. Well, you play The Sims and stuff, so.
I don't make.
No, you make, like, Donald Trump's house.
That's fun. In The Sims. Yeah. Everything is gold. Like a Bond villain. Yeah.
But not just gold. Like, even the refrigerator has sort of enough interior design and architectural pizzazz around it that it could be mistaken in the future for, like, a valuable artifact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, like Yolanda's fridge.
Yeah, God, I know, right?
Still think about that thing.
I know. Do you think they have like a real, she had like a real fridge somewhere, and that this was more like a display piece for people? Because nothing in there looked like it was even edible. It looked like baskets of fake fruit, and it's like, it's basically like a glass shower stall with food on it. Meticulously displayed on some shelves. Like the Dakota Johnson thing with the bowl of limes. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
The actress, Dakota Johnson. I read something a while back about how celebrities will do, like, check out my house, like, video stuff, and it's not their house. They just, like, rent a place or, like have a room in a studio and say it's their house.
Cribs lied to me.
And, that's right. And there was... It was something about Dakota Johnson walking through a kitchen being like, this is my kitchen, and looking at, like, a giant, like, a bowl this big full of limes, and going, limes, I love limes. Something like that. It was very funny. Bless her heart, I guess.
She starts eating them. I'm committed to this. This is my house.
I have 20 margaritas a day. I need all these limes.
No, I'm not familiar with that, but, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was going to say it's like an upstairs, downstairs sort of thing with a fridge where, like, you know, you got your posh door and then your tradesman's door.
Yeah, right. And then you got your servant's quarters. That's a whole other thing.
That's the larder. That's right. The big fridge down in the basement.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, with like all those lemons in it.
Like whole goats hanging on hooks.
Just chilling out there. So what? I mean, what's next? What are we even talking about now? Oh yeah, my dream house. What the hell?
Your dream
Jumanji. Oh yeah, a portcullis would be awesome. A moat.
Drawbridge.
Yeah. Mm. I'd save money by not cleaning my moat.
Mm-hmm. Get some alligators in there.
No, I'd try and make it look like no life could survive in it.
I see.
Yeah, I'd commit to the stench.
What if, okay, it's a moat, but it's just water, and you've got, like, loads of bright red lights underneath, and it bubbles so it looks like lava. And you just tell people it's lava.
why not get lava? Can't we get some lava? Can't we ship some lava over?
Yeah.
Like, how long does lava last?
Like, I mean, I guess like, you're going to have to...
If you went to Iceland and came back with a truck full of lava, and they dumped it in my moat, how long would it be until that lava had steamed off?
You'd have to have a heating mechanism that kept it at lava temperature, surely. Right. Otherwise, it'll just turn into rock after, like, however long.
Or obsidian if it comes in contact with water. Okay, so a heating mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I'm going to have to employ someone with like a flamethrower.
Just constantly. Just
constantly heat the moat.
Moat technician.
Or maybe you could have like some sort of pump keeping it going around. Because maybe if it keeps moving, it should be fine. It's not going to just become rock suddenly if you keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have like pool floaties.
Mm-hmm.
Going around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're going to have to be careful. I mean, surely lava's valuable. We're going to need, like, moat protectors. Probably going to need, like, our own ninja clan.
Oh, no.
That lives on the property.
Moat thieves.
Moat thieves, yeah.
Someone's drained my moat!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I want a Monty Python battle where the first thing they do while, like, they're getting shot at with arrows is drive up to the moat with a big... tanker and start sucking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway. The Jumanji house. Yeah, I stick by that. Space station. Mm-hmm. And by space station, I mean I'd put loads of blue fairy lights everywhere. Like, everywhere. Like, strip lighting everywhere. I would. I'm into that. I mean, not into it enough to do it.
Would we wear like, space station costumes? You shut up. Of course I'm going to be with you.
Yes.
I can't go to the grocery store. Like, I missed you.
I would. Yeah, I like you too, I guess.
You're all right.
I would, yes. And my space station costume would be me in my socks and my underpants.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry. There'd be those sorts of boxes that are, like, elasticated.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because on the space station, there's no gravity, so my balls are going to be going everywhere.
Yes, of course. Yes. That's a good point. You gotta plan ahead for this.
Yeah.
So I want a full astronaut outfit inside the space station.
I want zero gravity.
Yeah, you know, the big helmet and
everything. You can never, like, eat or anything. Never relax.
You have to go into the special depressurized eating chamber.
Where it's like...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It's agony, yeah. Cool. Like, committed to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start making YouTube videos about the astronaut lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though your eyes are like bloodshot because you've just depressurized yourself by accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You start a whole new business.
Okay, I mean, I bet I could just start making videos on a brand new channel now where I'm like, yeah, I live in space. This is what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And just insist I do. And I bet I'd get people believing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would be your story about why you live in space?
Shut up. It's none of your business.
You're not going to be some kind of...
No, I can tell you that I'm in space, and I can tell you my PayPal account, but I can't tell you why I'm in space, because if I do, the government will get me.
No, just something nonsensical. I'm the richest man on planet Earth because I invented the light bulb.
I invented the cog.
The cog. I invented backyards.
Think how many people use their backyard. I make a buck every time they do.
Every time you go outside, I make a dollar.
Yeah. Okay.
I like all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, space station-y.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about underwater... research base house, like we'll build like a giant like saltwater pool.
Oh, so it doesn't...
and then
right,
so it's the ocean.
Right,
fill it with sharks and stuff. You know, cool shit. And then it'll be like one of those underwater hotels. You know, like you have to take a little submarine to get in the airlock to your house.
So if there's a fire, you are dead.
Well, duh. Yeah.
Well, I guess they have sprinklers.
Yeah.
Just shoot a hole in the roof. Yeah, okay.
Alright, I like that.
So, which do you prefer, space station or Jumanji house?
Ooh, can't we do both?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like someone's playing Jumanji on the space station.
No, I meant more like have like one of each, and there's like a like an airlock you have to go through to get to each one.
It's like an airlock on the space side, but on the Jumanji side, it's like an ancient...
It's a wardrobe, and you have to open the
it's
door.
It's a wardrobe? So...
Yeah, I don't know.
I was going to say it's like an ancient cave or something. And...
Stargate.
Fuck it, it's a wardrobe.
You have to walk through the arch and go...
It's Van Pelt's wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Space Station is over through there.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Moving on, if you like.
Yeah.
Okay. We were going to talk briefly about Mayor of Easttown from a few years ago, in the series, with Kate Winslet that we just watched the last couple days. I want to say somebody on the True Detective video commented like, oh, Mayor of Easttown is better for if you want like a female cop in a small town kind of story. They were doing this when they said it, uh-huh. Yeah, when they wrote it. That's how they type. yeah, watched that, and for the most part, like, really liked it, and kind of lost me toward the end. I mean, I don't have loads to say. Kate Winslet's pretty great. Quicksilver is pretty great. Love to see him.
Quick Dahmer,
yeah. Always a pleasure. Guy Pearce, nice to see him. Didn't really have much to do, but... Yeah, I like him too. Yeah, a murder mystery story. It was pretty good. The first episode didn't blow me away, and by the end I was like, okay, my interest has peaked, and I'd say, like, quite enjoyed the first, like, 5 episodes. There's 7, and the last 2, I'm just getting a bit too convoluted with, like, more twists and,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that, but it was all right.
Yeah.
You know what I really like? That they did 1 season, and it had an end.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was way better than True Detective season 4 as well.
Oh, way better, yeah.
Way better. I don't think I liked it that much. I thought it was pretty meandering, and it didn't really seem to get... It didn't really seem to know what tone it was going for at times. Mm-hmm. Like, the music was often pretty good, but at times, like, completely... incongruent.
Tone-breaking. Well, whenever we got to Kate Winslet's mom, and she would, like, do something funny. That actress is hilarious. I can't remember her name, but I've seen her in loads of stuff. She's very funny. And she would, like, do or say something funny, and they'd have this little piano thing, like, like a silly thing. Just like, It was funny without that. It's a bit more tone-breaking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some complaints like that, but way better than True Detective Season 4. There were not pop songs every 5 minutes. Slow covers of dancey pop songs. You know, Beach Boys slow cover. Miley Cyrus slow cover.
CGI
Black Eyed Cherry slow cover. There were no CGI caribous or like World of Warcraft level CGI bears. So, yeah. It was alright. Whoever that was, thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah,
assuming you even watched the podcast.
I really liked Kate Winslet.
Yeah,
I thought all the acting was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit sort of. I think it could have been really good if it was more stylish.
Mm. Mm, sure. Yeah.
Often felt flat, like it was shot a bit, kind of like well enough, but.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
I didn't feel as much as I think I could have.
I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. But I thought Kate Winslet was great. And I will be interested to watch The Regime.
Yeah, which we got a commercial for and while watching.
I've only heard bad things about.
Really? I've heard nothing about it. Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know. It's only like two episodes out.
Okay,
I'm just gotcha. The one or two things I've read. It was like, oh...
Well, maybe check that out at some point. I'm definitely more interested in seeing Kate Winslet and more stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I thought she was really good in Contagion, which is not a great movie, but she was good in it as a CDC worker trying to find, trying to case track this outbreak, and she was good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just remembered.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see her in more stuff.
So. Yeah, she was very good in extras playing herself.
I have not seen that. What's that?
It's funny. It's the thing Ricky Gervais did after The Office in the UK,
mm-hmm.
where he plays a extra on TV sets and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
every episode there's a different famous person he tries to get to know somehow, and
okay.
things go wrong.
Yeah. Alright.
And she plays herself, like, desperately trying to get an Oscar by doing a World War II movie where she plays a nun.
Okay.
And she's really funny.
Cool.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, never heard of that. Hmm. Anything else to say about that?
No, I mean...
it was alright.
Yeah, I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Didn't make me want to claw my eyes out, like yeah. True Detective Season 4.
Well, that didn't really make me want to claw my eyes out either, but if it had been 10 episodes...
Mercifully short, although those hour episodes felt like they were 10 to me.
You really hated it, huh?
I mean, not like with the first episode, I was kind of like, well... I mean, definitely I hated, like, the first thing we see is those awful CGI caribou was immediately like, whoa! Shit. And then people frozen on ice could be interesting. And then, like, no, never mind that. We're going to spend all this time doing nothing. And then we'll talk about the murder for, like, 2 minutes out of every episode. And, yeah, just a lot of things that just didn't work for me.
And do you think that the positive reviews of True Detective Season 4... amongst critics, definitely compared to general audience, on places like Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a result of excess journalism?
I'm sure that plays a role. I mean, I totally believe that there are people who, like, thought it was great, and cool, that's great. I'm glad you enjoyed something. But certainly, I mean, the truth of the matter is, if you're, you know, if you ever want to cut, it's easy enough to be like, like, HBO doesn't even have to tell you this, but
no.
If you want to, you know, continue to watch the show and get access to it before it comes out so that your review can come out the same day of the first episode, then you better not be too mean, or you'll never be watching anything early again, you know. And that's kind of critical, or can seem to be critical. Like, you need to get your review out, like, now.
Depending on what, yeah, what yeah. sort of thing you're doing, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, just wondering.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's next?
Next. Oh, yeah, last thing on the list, the Oscars. I couldn't tell you the last time I watched the Oscars.
Oh, I could. 3 days ago.
I mean, before that. People on listening to the audio version are very confused now.
They got all the lip smacking.
So we watched it. George really, really did not want to, and I was like, I want to check this out. It's been, you know, at least a decade, probably two, since I've watched the Oscars, and man, it was interesting. Has it always been so cynically self-hating, or is that just Jimmy Kimmel? Like every single one of his jokes was like, oh, I hate you people. This is gonna take forever. I wish I wasn't here.
Well, he wasn't the only one saying stuff. What did the other people say?
What else were they saying?
I don't know. Was that cynically self-hating?
I mean, it's interesting to me that all of his jokes are about how much the Oscars suck.
Yeah, but forget about Jimmy Kimmel. What about all the other people who spoke?
I mean, mostly a lot of ass-licking, which I expect from the Oscars. I mean, it's the ass-licking ceremony, you know what I mean? I will say the Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito bit was actually funny. That got me to chuckle. Pretty much just because the two of them are funny, especially Danny DeVito. Get him to host. And just talk shit the whole time. Yeah, I mean, what did you think of the Oscars?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just Jimmy Kimmel or not, but, like, immediately I was kind of fascinated in, like, the vibe of it because it felt weird
mm-hmm.
at the beginning.
Yeah, like, I know it's all a joke, but Jimmy Kimmel really did seem like, I am sick of this.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny, but it wasn't really presented in a funny way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he seemed to be given like a mid-effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just wanted to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the jokes were like, yeah, oh, we're sorry, we've made a mistake, we're going to have to restart it. Wouldn't that be awful? Wouldn't you all fucking hate that if we have to do another hour of this fucking shit?
Yeah, pretty much that. That was every joke. Yeah.
And I can totally imagine it being like that where, you know, it's all televised live, mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be on your best behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all, you know.
Yeah.
And all that. And, yeah, I imagine it's like, it's work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not like the fucking hardest work ever, but it's work, and they all just want to get through it.
Mm-hmm. It didn't come across that way, yeah. Maybe it's always been like that, and I was probably a kid the last time I ever watched one, so.
Yeah, I mean, as I said during the time, like, I guess before they televised it, you know, 96 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I bet they were having a right time.
Before it was televised, everybody's just hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hooting and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably right.
Maybe I'm making it up, but I'm sure I've seen an Oscars where they're sitting around tables.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely seen award ceremonies like that, where people are sitting around tables in front of a stage,
mm-hmm.
rather than all lined up. That would be way better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking about being there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks kind of intolerable to have to be there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it looks really, like, yeah, weirdly strained, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very odd.
Yeah. And
that's why I ended up watching the whole thing against your protests. Just baffling.
Well, I mean, I think there would have been... Well, there definitely would have been a time in my life where I couldn't have watched it because I'd been like, oh, I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate how fake it is.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that, you know, no one talks about, like, the sculpting industry, but the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't even fucking pretend they see it as an art.
Mm-hmm.
These bastards. But now I feel the same way, but I'm just like...
Mm-hmm.
Anything actually interesting going on here? Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah. I guess it was also interesting because I'm going to say out of everything that was nominated, we only saw one of the movies. So
Barbie.
Yeah, that's the only one we've seen. I'll watch Oppenheimer when it's out on streaming for free. So it was kind of interesting, like, having no frame of reference for any of this stuff. The Boy and the Heron I'll definitely watch when that's on streaming. It'll end up on HBO at some point with the rest of Miyazaki's movies.
Was it the... guy who won Best First Time Director, who was saying, like, my advice to any young filmmakers out there, it's called celluloid.
Oh, yeah, there were some weird, yeah, try this little thing called celluloid. It's not as hard as you think. And, yeah,
it looks very smarmy,
and it looks much better. Great, you know, I'm cool that you've got, like, $100,000 to develop, you know, and buy film. So, fuck you and your advice to young filmmakers. Yeah, there was a couple of moments like that that were very strange.
Like, look, like, if you want to take film seriously, stop filming on that camera there, that DSLR that you've got that cost you $800 fucking.
Which is probably, you probably have to save up for. Yeah.
You should be using $150,000 Arri.
Mm-hmm.
Only a professional would use that. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. Same with, I think you were out of the room at the time when the guy who won...
He's crying into a pillow. I can't believe...
I think the guy who won, like,
didn't win.
Like, won best original score for, I don't even fucking remember, it doesn't matter.
Oh, the video game
and he was saying, like, yeah, and he was like, I want to thank blah, 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 and thanks to my parents for buying me drum kits and guitars instead of video games. Ha, 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 ha.
I mean, that's a lot of video games worth.
Yeah.
Like...
multiple drum kits and multiple guitars, you know. Like otherwise, I wouldn't be making music for movies that all you dummies are watching or that we're making this award show about. You know, you and your video games and your movies. God, just buy your kids $50,000 of musical equipment. You know. little bit out of touch, I'm saying.
Greetings, ignorant pigs.
Yeah, like, can't you just be grateful and not have to... Yeah, I mean, that's how it came across to me, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bit smarmy, bit up their own asses, everybody involved. Michael Keaton was funny in his short little bit, where he was, you know, or when he was like Batman thing, you know, part of that DeVito joke. That made me chuckle. Otherwise, it was, yeah, just, we live in a society. I don't know. Yeah. 1 out of 10 would not recommend.
Yeah, it was like looking into a portal into like, 10 BC China or something. It was like, it's a different world.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that it with the Oscars? I thought that lovely Jimmy Kimmel seemed nice, whatever his name is.
Yeah. It was something. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Honestly, when we started, in fact, all the way through, I didn't realise that they'd just come on. I thought that the Oscars happened in January. And it just come to streaming or something.
Yeah, no, it was...
I didn't realise. And then the next day I saw on various social media people talking about it. And I was like, God, have I accidentally consumed some topical shit?
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck. I know what these people are talking about.
Yeah, it like just happened, so... Yeah. Anything else to say?
Just like I say, just to reiterate, I think my personal thoughts on it have evolved from I don't care, fuck you, to I don't care, I don't care.
It's the healthier way to go.
Fuck you.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Fallout trailer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I really have much to say. I'm definitely going to watch it when it comes out because I'm curious. You know, love Walton Goggins. I feel like I'm not the only person who's like, that's the drawing point to me, Walton Goggins.
I feel like they must feel like that, or the people who edited the trailer must feel like that.
Because there's a lot of them.
Yes, and that's my only thing, I suppose, I was going to say was, I hope they've not read the comments, seen that, oh, people like Walton Goggins.
And then you watch it, and he's not in every episode, we know that. No, he's not. At least, and he's not credited in every episode on IMDb, so... There better not be, like, 3 minutes of Walton Goggins in 6 episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I will turn that shit off.
I don't think there will be.
No, I don't think so either, but, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really anything in the trailer that excited me that much. I'll definitely watch it out of curiosity. Love Fallout, so...
I agree, there wasn't anything that excited me, but there wasn't anything that I thought, what?
No, there was nothing where I was like, you know...
A woman? As an overseer? That would never happen.
A woman main character. You know.
Okay. I would never play Fallout playing as a woman.
Yeah. There are, how dare they put a man in the main character role? Because I always play as a woman.
what I would say, and it's not like a, it's not really a criticism of it, but it's a thought I had. And I'm not sure if this would even be like a thought many other people would agree with, but I wonder if it would have been a better idea to not have a vault dweller be a main character in the story at the beginning where they explore, shush Mumu, where they explore the world the same way you do when you play a game. You could still have one that's introduced or something, but just as someone who is playing, who has played the game, it's like, that's me. I'm the one who does the discovery.
So. But, I mean, it makes sense to me it that way, because this isn't going to be ultimately, because it can't be, just for people who are fans of Fallout. You want, you know, you have, you have to kind of do both, like, cater to fans and hope that you can bring in people who are totally unfamiliar and have them experience this world, too. So I get it, why you'd want to start with a Vault Dweller and then start in the vault and kind of setting up this world, and then as they explore the wasteland, the viewers going with them. That all makes sense to me.
No, you're totally right, and that's why they did it in the game. I mean, like I say, it's not... Yes, it's not a criticism, it's not a good criticism. Just that it's like, oh, I've been through that, and I did appreciate Fallout New Vegas, where it's like, nope,
You were born here. You were born in the wasteland. Mm-hmm. You know it. Mm-hmm. Get on cracking skulls. But I get it.
Yeah. I guess we'll see. Any predictions or anything?
One prediction, which for me is law-breaking, the lady who comes out of the vault is going to keep in that King Vault suit for the entire season, whereas I ditch that shit.
Like, we saw a thing a bit with her in the trailer in like a different outfit, like a raidery looking outfit, I thought.
Fair enough then. Is she going to put it back on?
Only prediction I have.
I spit on that when I take it off.
Very last episode, show's wrapped up. Credit start, post-credit scene of a one shot of a super mutant.
No, it's just like a big green hand coming into shot.
Big shadow.
Like Clint Eastwood's hand.
Going, human!
Stupid little man!
Yeah. I'm totally gonna watch it. So, we'll see. I'll go in open-minded. I'd like it for it to be fun. That'd be cool.
You think they're gonna save the super mutants to the end?
I think we may get just a brief glimpse of a super mutant, and then once everybody loves the show, assuming they do, and they renew it, then we get more super mutants next season, which will happen like 3 years from now.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I predict we are going to get super mutants in season one, but they're going to be like from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Like Walton Goggins is telling Vault Lady, like, oh, you see over there, there's super mutants over there, and they're going to be, like, playing fucking tetherball with a human head or some ridiculous shit like
as
that.
As they do.
But you never get a close shot of them. You just see it. And then I think the reveal at the end is going to be, like, a radio transmission or some shit. Like, some character we've known for a bit who, like, the very last shot's going to be, like, them going, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. All hail the Enclave.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. Right. They're going to bring the Enclave then.
Mm. Okay.
Maybe.
Here's another question for you. Who's going to be the bad guy? Is it going to be the Brotherhood?
Because
it depends on the game, right? Like,
yeah.
Who like the bad guys are, kind of, so.
No, I think the Brotherhood is going to be morally ambiguous in this season, mm-hmm. where there's for and against, where they're brutal, but they are also not raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first season's baddies are going to be like, a group of raiders, a group of bullies somehow.
That would kind of make sense with some of the leaked set photos and shit that I'd seen before, where one definitely looks like a raider town or something.
It's going to be something like, there are all these horrible raiders, but they are just raiders come in, and then the Brotherhood are the ones who eventually have to come in and kick them out, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because they use a certain weapon, or they do something, the Enclave's like, ooh, someone over in this sector has a vertebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's season two.
Okay. Gotcha. No, I guess we'll see. It's what comes out in about a month, I guess. So yeah. We'll find out.
And it comes out all in one day.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know, that surprised me and makes me very happy.
Here you go, Jeff Bezos. She called you Jesus. Because he's pulling the lever. Like, I want Fallout all on one day.
We probably discussed it before, but definitely.
That's how he controls it.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos is in like a little like spherical pod pulling levers and like, and that's how Amazon Prime operates.
Moving valves and doing that on gauges.
Yes.
Yeah. Occasionally stopping to smoke a pipe of opium.
The little hat.
It's not an addiction, it's a choice. But he's got a little, a little train hat, like a Casey Jones hat.
I was thinking like a fez.
Okay, like for no reason. A completely pointless hat. So every time he's whipping his head around, the tassel is like going everywhere. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's like he's on like Adderall or something. Like he's going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every little thing, like commercial break now, beep,
he controls everything.
Pushing buttons.
Every time one person presses play, he's like,
yes.
Pulling like jacks out of things and putting them into other things. Mm-hmm. And
that's how it works.
Quickly attaching SCART adapters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like to think so.
He earns that. $8 an hour.
Pee bottles everywhere. Piss drugs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just slowly getting higher. Yeah. Well, I guess we're done.
Yeah, I guess so.
On that image of Jeff Bezos surrounded by bottles of his own golden piss. Thanks for watching.
See ya.
Bye.